Today we're going to talk about application of story that we create to the path of quantum evolution that we are on. So a story, your personal story, whatever you're experiencing in your reality as what your world is made of, that is actually consisting of meanings. So stories don't just made of images and some ideas. They are made of the meanings that we give to reality, which means that if you are in a full conscious control of the meanings that you give to your reality, you are also in a full conscious control of the type of a story you are creating and thus living. So we all want to live a harmonious story. It's important to us because then not only that we feel healthy and balanced and in well-being and fulfilled and alive and vibrant and contributing and successful and so on, but we also affect the planet. So learning to comprehend what meanings we give reality, track that, and course correct in order to maintain the correct meaning that then creates the story that we actually desire is a paramount component of being able to live your quantum evolution path with ease. Okay, so what is this self story that I'm talking about? It consists of three parts. So part number one is that it's your self-worth that is reflected in your perceptions. So just think about that. Whatever your idea of what you are worth, this is the filter through which you're going to see reality. So the meanings that you're going to give to reality are going to be filtered through your self-worth component. So first piece is your self-worth reflected in your perceptions. The second piece is self-love capacity. Again, if your self-love capacity is small, like if you're in self-judgment or if you're not in self-acceptance and if you're constantly hurrying yourself, all those pieces are going to affect what meaning you're going to give reality. So being able to create the story that you desire means that you need to expand your self-love capacity. And the third piece, that is your desire and the possibility parameters. So we worked on that before when we free our desire to actually go towards our purpose, to go towards the vision that our soul has for us instead of our ego and the past programming or karmic or ancestral limitations. So this piece, the third component of the self story, is your freed desire, which then creates possibility parameter expansion. In other words, it makes your box bigger so you're not stuck in a box that somebody else gave you or that you impose on yourself or perhaps insist on even though you know better. And instead, actually letting go of those limitations and growing your box, growing your perceptual parameters. Okay? Now, why is this important? Why do we want to talk about the self story and all of that? By being in conscious control of the meaning that you give your reality, you are in a conscious control of your story. That means what you attract into your life depends on the type of meaning you give reality, because it's your story that then puts activities, opportunities, people in your life. So if we desire specific something, a relationship, a job upgrade, more money, specific clients if you have your own business, or maybe health in a certain way, or upgrading yourself spiritually to another level, or more perception of non-physical reality, all those components are pieces of your story. They are within whatever this story is. So the story is made of meanings, right? And we are the ones who create the meanings. So whatever meanings we gave our reality created the story parameter, and that parameter either limits or opens up whatever we can attract. So if you want to attract something that is outside of parameter of your story because your meaning was limited, either due to self-worth or self-love or lack of desire or compressed limitation, perception, and so on, what I said earlier, all those things affect what you can attract. So why is it important? to be in a conscious control of your self story, because this is how we attract what we desire. This is how we make amazing life for ourselves with anything and everything that we want. By opening up our story to be able to have, to contain those very things that we desire so much. Second component, why it's important, is creating harmonious and powerful self-story. You free yourself from all these ancestral and karmic programming pieces. So when we are born, we come in with our own capacity for the amazing story. That's the vision, that's the purpose. But we also take on all the stuff that's here, right? So you come in with your own karmic things, you incarnate into a family that might have ancestral lineage issue that you now take on, and within that you might have some conditioning and programming just from the environment, from your parents, from your teachers, from whatever the authority figures in your life. All those things everybody has. But when we use those things as excuses as to why we cannot something, that's where the issues start, because then we limit our own story. So in reality, all these karmic and ancestral and programmed limitations are lessons. And you know that because as you learn the lesson, it stops controlling you, right? So the key though is to not blame, not use those things as a way to stay comfortable with lower self-worth or some sort of a limitation. A lot of times that's what happens when, let's say, if it's scary to stand up and be in your power, and remember I said about creating a powerful story. Standing in your power, whatever that means for you, your power might be very soft and radiant, like a moonlight, or it might be very bright and, like a sun or like a lightning. So there are different kinds of power, but whatever those components are, standing in your power, if that, for whatever reason, karmic or ancestral or otherwise, is feeling kind of uncomfortable. Then you give it the meaning of it's dangerous because in the past I got killed for that, let's say. Then we don't let go of that story of I got killed for that in the past, because now we're using that story as a proof of why I can't do it now. But the whole point of creating a self story that is powerful is actually kind of letting go, like ruthlessly slashing all these old ways out of our perception. It doesn't matter if you were killed before. Do you want to get killed again? If you don't, then you actually have to stop past referencing. And what we are conditioned, and I'll go into as to why, is to past reference to extrapolate into the future based on a linear perception. We say, well, it happened before, which means if I repeat the same thing, like let's say before I stood up in front of my tribe and then tribe toy was too much or too different or whatever and didn't like my truth and killed me for it. Okay, so that means if I stand up now and be powerful in my relationship or in my job or in my messaging to the clients, somehow that means the same bad thing is gonna happen, so I better not do it. When in reality, we are following an incorrect perception. We're following linear perception instead of a nonlinear. We're trying to extrapolate into the future linear way. So I'll talk about that in a second. But just understand that creating a powerful self story means actually letting go of the past that you might have for a while utilized to create your future. But if that past does not serve you, all it's going to do is create limited future, limited self-story, not the powerful one we're talking about. Okay? Powerful self-story, by the way, is always harmonious. Because if you are in your true soul power, you're automatically in harmony with the universe, because the universe wants you to be in your soul power. Okay? So the third reason that it's important to be in conscious control of your self story is because when you live a positive self story, you create change on the planet. You are vibrating within that soul aligned power, which is naturally harmonious. That is a higher frequency than where majority of the people are. So you naturally are a light being that then lights up the way. So that changes a morphogenic field on the planet and evolves humanity. This is how we serve. We serve by stepping into a powerful and harmonious self story. This is the part where I think gets really misunderstood in spiritual communities a lot, is that we start from this like, oh, being of service means that I just give a lot. Yeah, but if you give a lot while have a very limiting self story with no power, then you're not actually contributing. You're just being a martyr. And there are a lot of martyrs in spiritual community, and we do not want to be martyrs, because all it does, it continues the victim-victimizer field. It just feeds that. Our job is to change that field. We came here, starseeds and forerunners as well, to change that victim-victimizer field. And the mastery that that takes is to elevate your personal self story to include power. And that means let go of the limitations that might seem reasonable, but actually sabotage your ability to serve at the highest level. All right. So now let's look at the mastery of this quantum evolution story that I was just talking about, and the piece that I was saying as to why that happens. Well, that's Newtonian story versus the quantum evolution story. Okay. So Newtonian story, as in story, you can think of it as morphogenic field or reality, perception that has occurred on this planet in 1642, I believe. So Newtonian story, it's about mastering the material world. Okay, so this is about measuring everything, right? It's this material reality, measuring, creating predictable outcomes, right? Formulas, linear step-by-step processes. This is the intention there, as an evolutionary component, was to clean up the superstition fears that people were stuck in that made no sense. So those were the karmic overlays from the past. So to clean up those superstition fears and false beliefs about the material world. So from that standpoint, the Newtonian materialistic science actually helped a lot. That created a different way of thinking. This is the story of reason, of logic, and of predictability. We've looked at that in module one, I believe. So the linear story, reason, logic, predictability, it's important, it's not bad, but it's limited to this reality material plane only. It actually does not affect your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs, or your self story. So when we make the material rules apply to this non-material side of us, we end up limiting what we can create, because we're trying to create based on the rules that do not apply to the part with which we are creating. Okay? So the linear story of reason, logic, and predictability is directly linked to fear, to doubt, and to survival mentality. This is the competition, survival of the fittest, expect the worst and be prepared. This is pretty much how the world functioned for a long time. Everything you see out there, every conversation in business, in politics, in like world leaders, anything out there is always about bad things will happen, how do we prepare? Or in the past, this is how the bad thing happened, how do we prevent this from happening? It's utilizing this linear progression and extrapolating into the future based on specific knowledge. But it's applying the understanding of reality that is materialistic. It's applying the understanding of predictability of this is what happens if I take this glass of water and I pour it into this and then pour this into that, like I know how much water is left in each glass and so on. That is a very linear perception that actually does not apply to everything other than matter. You know, so as soon as it's not matter-based, it does not apply, but we still try to apply it as if it does, because we are conditioned to think that this is all that reality is, which it is not. So this is the way of thinking that created Industrial Revolution, which is good. It upgraded humanity, and mechanical world perception, which is kind of bad because that limited humanity. So overall, it was a movement away from superstition and illogical fears into logic and reason, which is a good thing. But the problem is that then this became perception of everything instead of just explanation of material world. It became extrapolated onto our behavior, our thoughts, our beliefs, our religions, and so on, when actually that is not where it belongs at all. Okay, so then the planet went through an evolutionary change. That was the Renaissance and the 1800s and then early 1900s, which is the start of the quantum story. Okay, so quantum story just begun right there at the end of the 18 and beginning of 1900s. So this is about expanding perceptions. This is going away from the materialistic linear to energetics, to non-linear, to non-material perception of reality. This is where we know from the scientific perspective that electrons, photons, quantum particles, like they do not follow the Newtonian material laws, right? That's why quantum physics and typical Newtonian physics are still not married together into one, because they like two different perceptions of reality. So we have these clunky big things in the material plane that follow certain rules and they're measurable and predictable. But as soon as we go into what this clunky big thing's made of, the quantum reality, suddenly completely different rules. None of the linear rules apply anymore. So this is the non-linear, non-local creation. This is where whatever you're feeling or thinking or the resonance you're putting out can affect something. Somewhere very far away that you're not literally connected to, non-local creation, right? That's like if you take two electrons, you split them, so you become like twin components and twin particles. You can put, let's say, neutrinos, you can put one on one side of the planet, one on another, or even somewhere else in the universe, and they're gonna match each other because they are paired, and so on. So we have all sorts of different laws when your thoughts, your emotions, all of those things affect your reality. Right, we know about that double slit experiment when, particles go through and come back to another side and land, depending on how we are viewing it. So there's so many different ways how it has been proven that when you get down to, like, outside of the specific parameter of the clunky physical things, the material reality, into everything else in the universe, the perception of the one who's observing actually affects what happens. When in the material plane, it does not. That's why we can have a video camera recording something, and that will be a fact from the linear standpoint. When outside of that clunky material stuff parameters, there are actually no such thing as recording the same event, because now the video camera, if there was one in the quantum sense, would be essentially affecting the outcome. So if there would be two video cameras, they would have a different video recorded if they were quantum cameras. So that's where the perceptional shift occurs into quantum, into like, oh, everything is possible. And it's how we see it. It determines what happens with it, okay? So starseeds have always perceived reality in this way to some extent. So we actually got kind of compressed into Newtonian box. That's why a lot of you might have difficulty with strategy, with linear thinking, with being on time or logical reason or something like that. Not because there's something wrong with your mind, but because it's just perception that's sort of foreign for you. It's still good to know it because we do have to function in the material world, and it is necessary for a lot of material things. Like you cannot, let's say, build a bridge correctly from engineering standpoint if you don't understand physics. So there's certain things that do kind of have its place within the material clunky things reality, but they do not apply outside of it. So for the starseeds, this nonlinear quantum perception was totally normal. This is how we kind of automatically are, and we got compressed into the Newtonian. For humans, Newtonian box was actually an expansion of their superstition fear box. So by going into logic and reason, they like more happened for them. This was a progress. And now it's the next step of progress is going into this nonlinear perspective. Now, in 2027, our planet and humanity on it is scheduled to go through the next upgrade in our evolution. So this is when we fully embody the quantum perception. This is when the quantum story becomes reality for human beings. We're not there yet, but this is the progression. So 2022 and 2023 is supposed to be kind of like a dip down to clean up a lot of the, like, destroy, break apart a lot of the systems. And then in 2023, towards the end and into 2024, the pathway is to start building up that whole other perspective, because we will realize that our linear solutions do not solve the problems we're having. So we're going to have to start to come up with nonlinear ones by 2024. And this is where by 2027, humanity is scheduled to anchor this quantum story and actually fully embody it as the morphogenic field on Earth. So we are right now balancing our logical linear story, which is the reason and the need for proof of that predictability, with the higher sensory story. That's the quantum story that is based on imagination and miracle. And both have their place. We are going more towards the imagination and miracle, actually away from the reason and proof. So there are certain issues that show up when those two still coexist, and we're not sure which story to use for what within us. Okay? So the story is directly linked, this quantum story, to possibility, to expansion, to cooperation, to joy, versus the other one that's linked to competition and survival, right? That's the Newtonian story. So quantum story is about larger things, that everything is possible, and does it feel aligned? What feels the most aligned? That's very different questions to ask yourself when you're in that story. Now, let's look at the challenges that might be holding, like make it difficult to hold that quantum story in your system. And I'll name three most common ones. So the first most common challenge is sliding back to the Newtonian limiting story. Kind of like looking for the linear predictability in something that you're trying to create that's nonlinear. You can see how that probably happens very often, right? When you do your intention, you set up this amazing energy, you focused on what you want to create, you're aligned, you're in this magical place, you're holding the vibration, then it doesn't happen right away, and suddenly all this past stuff comes in about, but I'm missing some things, or I must be doing it wrong, or I did everything right, why is it not happening? All these things, this is the Newtonian story bleeding through into your quantum story and sabotaging it. Second most common issue in holding the quantum story in your field, in your body, in your life, is doubt. This is the doubt that's self-doubt, and this is also the externalized doubt, as in doubting reality, doubting God, source, universe helping you, doubting that something will be possible for you, and so on. So this doubt creates a wobble effect, and that wobble effect splits your intention. So if, let's say, you have a specific intention going for, let's say, your health, and then the health doesn't change right away. So now the first issue is looking for the proof. Okay, this I'm checking the health didn't change. So that means what's wrong? Am I not intending? Or maybe I'm not able to hold the intention. Maybe it's not possible for me, and so on. That brings up doubt. And then doubt splits the intention. So now one intention says, when I see it, I will believe it. That's the Newtonian. You know, show me the health change, and then I will know that I can heal myself. And the quantum intention that is, you know, based in the opposite direction, believing is seeing. So I'm going to believe first, I'm going to hold that in my reality first, and then I'm going to see it. So we're flipping it on its head. Instead of seeing is believing, it's now believing is seeing. But when we can't quite hold that quantum perception and the doubt comes in, it splits the intention. And the number three issue is trying to fit the Newtonian story into the sensory story of this higher vibratory creation. So this would be like looking for proof before you believe. So that would be any time that you in your life are trying to measure something that meant to be magical and nonlinear with linear components. So just for a moment, scan your life, anywhere in your life where you might be frustrated that something is not happening the way you desire, or that you've maybe been intending to feel a certain way and have your story upgraded, but for whatever reason, you keep sliding back down. So whatever that is, look within that, where are you having both stories? Where are you trying to measure your progress and evolution and experience by Newtonian rules? Where are you applying the clunky stuff rule onto nonlinear perception of your experience? Okay, so this is where I'm going to leave you in this component, and then we'll talk more about the details of that in the spotlight.